Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kent Backus of the NCBA. We're talking trade with Kent in just a moment.
Are you looking for land for farming, grazing, hunting, fishing, or camping? Well, each October, State School land is leased for agricultural and recreational use. This year, more than 500 tracts of land for lease are being offered at auction. Lease auctions continue on Monday, October 18th in Elk City at 10 a.m. at the Elk City Convention Center for Beckham, Caddo, Kiowa, and Ouachita counties. On Tuesday, October 19th, auctions are in Lawton at 10 a.m. at the Comanche County Fairgrounds with Comanche, Cotton, Jackson, Grady, and Tillman counties. Wednesday, October 20th, auctions are in Stillwater at 10 a.m. in the Payne County Expo Center for Logan, Noble, Payne, and Pawnee counties. Auctions conclude next Monday, October 25th, in Shawnee. For more information about auctions and available leases, visit www.clo.ok.gov or call 1-888-35-LAND. School land auctions are a great opportunity for grazing, farming, hunting, or fishing, and the money benefits Oklahoma education.
Casey Shepard had the opportunity to catch up with Kent Backus, the Senior Director for International Trade and Market Access of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Kent was a keynote speaker at the Oklahoma Rural Economic Conference on the campus of OSU. One of the key points during his presentation, contrasting the Biden and the Trump administrations on trade.
Before we jump into the changes, there's a lot of similarities. Mm-hmm. I mean, supply chain issues are definitely going to be a focus of the Biden administration, but Biden is also keeping a lot of, let's call it the stick, the tariffs. Is going to continue to apply those and use them to leverage other things. I think one of the biggest differences in the Trump administration and the Biden administration is just kind of what they're hoping to accomplish with these things. You know, right out of the gate under Trump, it was we're going to move hard and fast, and we're going to try to make big advances for agriculture, for manufacturing, for energy, and in those many ways were his constituencies. And, you know, use some pretty aggressive tactics, definitely kind of changed the game on how the U.S. is engaged. Caught a lot of people off guard, but it was effective in opening more markets for, you know, definitely for agriculture, for manufacturing, and for the energy sectors. With the Biden administration, I think it's still about, you know, yes, we want to grow jobs and we want to have better jobs, and so different priorities, different constituencies. Definitely a stronger focus on labor and on climate. Those are two issues that that are visible in every policy from the White House. Those are the two big priorities, and quite frankly, those are the big constituencies. Also, human rights has made a big emergence as a priority issue. It doesn't mean that, you know, they're not still trying to find ways to advance, you know, agriculture, energy, manufacturing, but they are looking at ways of how to improve those and have kind of a greener polish on a lot of that. So for us in the ag industry, we have to adapt our messaging and say, okay, we know that this is what you want to accomplish, but here's how we're already doing it. And sustainability is a great way of showing that, but also the efficiencies, the fact that we have a lower carbon footprint than, you know, most of the beef production in the rest of the world, it puts us in a good position. Really, the Biden administration is looking at trade policy to export ideas. So it's not just about how many goods can we sell. It's how can we get other countries to adopt this mindset that the U.S. has on climate and labor and human rights and other things like that. So I think those are some of the biggest differences.
Well, you also mentioned the fact that the United States does a lot of things really well and a lot better than some other countries, but somehow those other countries don't see that we're doing it really well.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a reason why we produce, you know, 19% of the world's beef with only 6% of the world's cattle herd. Mm-hmm. It's because of the efficiencies we use, the science that we embrace. And it's not only using production technologies, it's just better practices. Mm-hmm. But that's done at research institutions like Oklahoma State and like we have all over the country. And also the extension services that are used to apply that. That means that we have a more educated workforce, and the people that are raising our cattle, they're not just winging it. These are scientists. These are folks that know not only how to bring out the best qualities in those cattle, but also the best qualities in the land and in the other resources. So, you know, I think unfortunately other countries don't they're behind us on that. They don't have that same kind of investment, and so instead of let's be honest, instead of telling their producers, hey, you need to step up your game, it's much easier for them to come after us and say, well, we have a lot of concerns about what you're doing. And the fact of the matter is the science doesn't support their argument, and it does support ours. So the more of these conversations we can have and get them into policy and apply U.S. laws and U.S. Policies in other countries, it does make things more helpful. But it's not easy. It's not easy because all politics is local. And so we have to find a way to work with these other countries and to work with consumers in those countries to build that trust. And we've been successful at doing that in many other countries. We're hoping to continue to do that, you know, as we look at new trade agreements.
NCBA's Kent Backus. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Grondike Ranch is having their big sale coming up October the 15th, 1 p.m. at the ranch north of Nash, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 225 home-raised spring-bred heifers developed to be problem-free, long-lasting, productive cows. Sale includes 110 Angus heifers, 77 black baldy heifers, and 47 red baldy heifers. For more information, contact ranch manager Paul Kofsky at GrondikeRanch.com or watch the auction live at LiveAuctions.tv. It's the Grondike Ranch sale October the 15th, 1 p.m. in Nash, Oklahoma.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.